Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. I am Rob, my man Tim, filling in for the D-Train today as Diesel's off celebrating his birthday somewhere. Somehow. Now we go to the phone lines. Welcome in a special guest, gentleman who has been more than kind and gracious to me since I made my way up here to Greenville and became the newest member of Triumph Nation. He has extended me a warm welcome, and now I do the same to him here on the Rob Brown Show. Mr. Chris Lewis, the president of the Greenville Triumph, joins us here on the program. Chris, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, my friend. How are you doing?
Oh, just another day in this wasteland we call the United States during Corona 2020, pal.
I hear you. We were talking a little bit about a couple of my friends and I. It's like the movie Groundhog Day. Just goes over and over and over again.
I'll tell you this, Chris. I was on the Twitter the other day because in the age of the Rona, what else do we have to do besides just tweet at each other constantly? And somebody put up on Twitter, we need to all go rewatch Groundhog Day and find out what it was that Bill Murray did to break the time loop, because that might be the only key to moving forward from the Corona 2020. Another guy responded with, well, he learned how to put others first and take care of others and do the right thing. And the first guy responded with, oh, well, I guess this is just how we live now then. So, you know, faith in humanity is there, obviously.
For sure. Well, hopefully we can change that, through the club and in working with and through our community here.
Yes, indeed. And I want to talk a little bit about what you guys are doing as a club to stay in shape and start preparing for the return of sports. But before we get there, something way more important. You guys have a very, very cool effort going on right now to raise money for COVID relief in the community called the Match to Triumph. Tell me a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
It's one of the cooler things that I've been involved with since we started the club. And in terms of a community impact initiative, I'd say it's the biggest thing we're doing since we launched the club and brought pro soccer to Greenville. It's a fundraising effort that we've disguised as a virtual match against COVID-19. As our owner, Joe Irwin, said, this is the most important match that Greenville Triumph may ever play. And it's rooted in, once again, we're working with great partners from United Way Greenville. And we are, it's rooted in trying to help those who need the help now to support our frontline healthcare workers and first responders and the folks who are putting themselves in harm's way and, you know, risking exposure themselves to keep the necessities going that we've had during this period of kind of Groundhog Day that we talked about. And it's basically for what is a $10 ticket, i.e. a $10 donation. You'll get a commemorative ticket to our match versus COVID-19. And the plan is to treat this as much as we can like a real match. So we're going to work to have goals scored at certain points, have great saves, have balls go off the crossbar, at different points during this campaign, and then ultimately we'll wrap it up with a bit of a recap and those kinds of things June 12th. So it's about a 3-week campaign to and we're looking to sell out Legacy Early College Stadium virtually. So we're looking to sell a little over 4,000 tickets, raise a little over $40,000 for United Way of Greenville's COVID-19 relief fund, and really try and make a great impact in the community.
I love it. And so the way that this program is working, and I want you to get into the details a little bit, but basically what you're doing is asking fans of the Triumph and folks around the upstate to go to greenvilletriumph.com, go to the virtual match page. You can purchase a virtual match ticket for $10 for a $10 donation. Talk to us about what that entails, what happens with that money, and what fans are getting out of this.
So we are our digital team, who I would argue is the best in the league, is working on crafting a virtual donor wall. So everybody who gives is going to be recognized on our site via a virtual donor wall. We are in the process of creating an actual keepsake, a virtual match ticket that if you give, you'll get. And then along the way, again, we're trying to treat this like a true match. We're trying to promote and foster and sell group sales. So you can go online and buy, you know, if you were going to go out to a regular match with 15 or 20 people, you can buy 15 or 20 tickets. That donation, obviously, times it by 10, that translates into the dollar amount. And as we hit certain milestones and score goals in this match, there's going to be other incentive prizes, you know, that people will be randomly selected to maybe get an autographed item, get a piece of merchandise, get some food gift cards from some of our food partners and things. To help with curbside pickup and those kinds of things. And again, all the money is going to then be donated once the campaign's over, the match is over, to United Way of Greenville's COVID-19 Relief Fund. And there's some great information on our site and with regard to this virtual match of the things that helps with, but rent and mortgage assistance for families who need it, restocking shelves and food pantries, expanded domestic violence shelter services, food boxes with fresh produce. There's any number of things that this United Way Fund is helping, and we're trying to join arms virtually with our fans, with the community, and raise a great amount of money for this fund and just try and make an impact and, again, help us move forward to the light at the end of the tunnel in this whole pandemic scenario.
And, of course, we'd invite everybody to help raise money for the United Way of Greenville and COVID-19 relief efforts with the Greenville Triumph by going to greenvilletriumph.com. You'll see the button to go to the virtual match. I've actually purchased my ticket during this interview, as a matter of fact, Chris Lewis. So spreading the word, if nothing else, you got at least one from the Rob Brown Show. So you've got this effort ongoing, and the way I read it is we're basically trying to run a blank sheet, big victory over COVID-19, and we're scoring goals virtually for different milestones hit and tickets sold. There's different things happening, but it's really, I'm looking at the website because I went to go donate. You guys are, this is legitimately set up as a ticket selling website to make your donation through. This is really cool. It's a cool idea. It's a cool concept. And I really like this. You guys, we talked, and I know you've talked with Mark Ryan, and I've said the same thing on my show. There is no question that the Greenville Triumph might have the best branding in the entire upstate area, and this is just adding to that. So well done to y'all.
Thank you. And then again, that's a credit to, certainly the top of our organization in terms of our owners, Joe and Gretchen Irwin and their family and their background in this. And then certainly our chief brand officer, Doug Irwin, and his team with Caitlin and Marion, in terms of lifting our brand and making it what it is great. But really, I mean, I wouldn't be doing them the service if we did. I think last time I was on, we talked about the collaboration amongst the clubs in our league. And with the league office. And this is a concept, frankly, we borrowed from a team that has another tremendous brand, a club in our league, in Forward Madison, out in Madison, Wisconsin. And I've become good friends with their president. We talk pretty much every day. And Joe got on the phone with him as well and talked with him about this. And we took their base concept and added some of that Irwin magic to it and built it out. And it's really become a fun project for us to take on. But it's also really serious why we're doing it and why we wanted to do it. And it's a thing. I was just on a call this morning with Joe and Doug talking about this. And we're going to talk daily, I think, as we move through this match, because it's fluid and we want to continue. If we have a great idea, we want to implement that and inject it into this initiative and turn this virtual match into something really special. And the collaboration that we've had internally on this, getting the idea from another club in our league and building that out to make it fit our community and how we wanted to do things has been really a cool experience. And we're excited to see how this goes forward and encourage certainly everyone in the upstate, you know, businesses, bring your friends virtually out and have a beer together via Zoom after you purchase your group tickets. It's a great time.
I love it. That's awesome. So we've got the Match to Triumph, which you can learn more about by going to GreenvilleTriumph.com. All the information is right there. Now, do you mind if we, Chris, real quick, just talk a little bit about what it is that that the team and the administration and the coaching are doing? Obviously, we talked a few weeks ago, right after the lockdown started, and we were talking about the situation ongoing with the Triumph in the first couple of weeks. Now that we are, you know, a couple of months deep into this lockdown, can you give us just a little background, a little insight into what the coaches, the players are doing with the downtime?
For sure. Super proud of John and his staff, you know, the technical staff, and how they've handled this. Really proud of our players and how they've handled this. They've been great in terms of helping us with engagement with the community, with our fan base, with our corporate partners. So they've been doing that in terms of quote off the pitch type things. One of the real kind of bright spots for us in the last couple of weeks has been the guys have been able to return to the training ground at Bob Jones and train in small groups. They can't be groups bigger than four. And each player kind of has to have his own special quadrant area on the training ground. But they've been able to get out, and the coaches can't go out and give them real technical instruction. They can only kind of go and observe and make sure that all of the safety protocols and sanitizing and things are being taken care of. But they did a great job of setting up a rotating schedule. The guys come out there really in apartments and groupings since they're living together. They're coming out and training that way. They're observing social distancing protocols and all of the safety protocols that the league's put out and that we've instituted as a club for them. But they're getting touches on the ball, and they're able to, they're able to get out on the field and do something outside of the grass and green spaces in their apartment complex. So I think that's been a real step, and it's been great for them mentally. John, again, and his staff have been doing a tremendous job with trying to keep them mentally sharp by doing some video breakdown and game breakdowns where he gets on the phone with them and gets on Zooms with them. And they do Zoom workouts now that gyms are open and things. We're very fortunate with our partnership with KP, the KP Factory, and Ryan Mackey and his team there, KP Performance. And they're going there and working out, getting their workouts in. They had done Zoom workouts together a couple times a week prior to the gym's opening. So, and just the other day, Wednesday, we did a full club call that had all the players on it, the staff on it, to walk through Match to Triumph. So it was some neat interaction, and it was a way for everybody in the club to see each other and interact a little bit. So we continue to work with the league. I'm on the phone with the league probably just about every day. I am talking to my colleagues and fellow presidents just about every day. And we still remain focused on trying to work out a scenario where we can have some form of a season this year.
And that was going to be the next question, obviously. I mean, listen, I one of the things we talked about on the show the other day, Chris Lewis of the Greenville Triumph joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in ESPN Upstate, is that I see a lot of these colleges and universities specifically starting to say, well, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to have this football and we don't know. And I'm going, I just don't know what information we're basing that on. So for somebody that is in a role to kind of oversee and help make those calls, how are you judging information based on when y'all can get back onto the pitch or not? And also, yes, I recognize that I said y'all and pitch in the same sentence, and I don't apologize for that.
Hey, Southern soccer, my man. It's a collaborative effort, and there are people far brighter than me, thankfully, who are you know, navigating this and providing a lot of the information. But like I said, we are on the phone as a president's group in our league at least twice a week as a group. There are a lot of individual conversations. We're on the phone with the league at various different times, that, you know, probably once a day at least, if not more than that. And they have, there's a national task force that kind of falls under the U.S. soccer, and that's includes MLS folks, NWSL folks, folks from the championship level just above us, League One representatives. And then we have our own League One task force within that. And they're getting information from the CDC, they're getting, gathering information from local health authorities in each of the markets. And it's trying to aggregate all of it and collate it and put it into a form where we can start to assess, first and foremost, when would it be safe? And will it be safe in a time frame that we could go and play matches for players, fans, staff, officials, et cetera? So there's a lot of grinding of numbers and looking at trends and looking at all the data and information that really changes daily. And it, you know, again, we're going to get to a point where, you know, we're going to have to decide based on a calendar and certainly based on viability and sustainability. What works, but first and foremost, it's looking at what's going to be safe and how can, if we can do this, how can we do it and come back? Because obviously our league is a little bit different than some of the, you know, the Bundesliga and some of the other leagues that we're hearing may come back, and that we don't have a TV revenue deal. So, you know, playing to closed stadiums means a little something different for us than it may at the MLS level or at a European league level. But those are all things that we continue to monitor, and we're still hopeful that that a season will happen for 2020 at some point when it's safe and appropriate.
We are speaking with Mr. Chris Lewis here on the Rob Brown Show. Chris is the president of the Greenville Triumph Soccer Club. Chris, I appreciate your time as always, man. It's great to have you on, and we'll continue talking about the match to Triumph. We'll bring you back on again a little closer towards the end date for that, which is June 12th, if memory serves me correctly. We'll get you back on to talk about that, and hopefully next time we're talking, maybe a little bit more soccer talk and a little less hellscape. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Again, to your listening audience and everyone in the upstate, if you can help out and purchase a ticket for this virtual match and be a part of the fun, because it's really turning into something that's fun as well as impactful, we highly encourage you to do it. And Rob, I cannot wait for the day that I can see some Rob Brown antics in our supporter section at a match.
I apologize in advance, Chris. That's all I'm going to say.
It's all good, my man.
I love it. Thank you, brother. Chris Lewis, the president of the Greenville Triumph, right here on the Rob Brown Show to talk a little bit about the match for Triumph. Again, if you want to learn more, you can go to www.greenvilletriumph.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.